The Hip Hop Nutcracker is headed to the Bushnell for its third holiday season. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, the Winter Classic still features Tchaikovsky's original score, but swaps ballet for breakdancing and a few other surprises.
There aren't any tutus or point shoes in the Hip Hop Nutcracker. The show kicks off with Curtis Blow.
This ain't 1823, it ain't even 1970. Now, I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, you know, I gotta celebrate it with a rhyme.
Yes, the same legendary MC known for his history-making song, The Breaks, has been touring with the show for more than 5 years.
It's been really, really, really a good look for hip-hop, a good look for music in general. I've seen so many audiences, like three and four generations, grandparents come out and bring their children and their children's children, all races, all ages.
Hip-hop isn't just about rapping. It's about DJing, b-boying, and the art of writing, also known as graffiti. The show pays homage to all four pillars of hip-hop. Randy Freitas taught the choreography to the cast of dancers and plays the Mouse Queen.
I think breaking and popping and all these other street styles, they have such an elegance about it that people don't often get to see because they like to see the hype. But I think when you put it to classical music and our dancers really get to express themselves and slow everything down, it becomes this really beautiful, graceful movement.
The sole performance of the Hip Hop Nutcracker at the Bushnell is Friday night. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.